7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, Ambassador. I appreciate all of you, and thank God for you. Wonderful day just to be alive. God is good, and I believe I heard my mother say, "He's good, good, good." He really is. We appreciate you. Thank God for all of you on the prayer line. I want you to have your pencil, our pen, piece of paper. We've got a new prayer line number. We haven't changed yet. Don't want you going there yet. But I want you to have the number in advance because when I say change, I want us to go all go there at the same time. So if you get your pencil and piece of paper out, be ready for it. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank all of you who received the idea that the Lord gave us. And that is that before you come on the prayer line, you call someone and have someone to come on the prayer line with you. It's one of the things that we promote on this prayer line is not being selfish. You know, for ages, the saints of God, wonderful people, thank God for them. But for ages, saints of God have been selfish people. Sometimes they promoted that they're, you know, like they're the only ones saved. Nobody else is saved. I'm just going to be, just, you know, being honest here. Selfish. And you have to watch that because that's a sin. You know, God didn't save you just for you. We have to not be selfish. Many times we're trained to be selfish. We don't want to be selfish. On this prayer line, it's training you not to be selfish. To care about other people. Yeah, to want them to have the miracle, even before you get the miracle, want to see about them before you get yours. You just want to see about them, want them to get their miracle. Amen. That's what we're trying to do on this prayer line. It's a wonderful thing not to be selfish. God bless you. So I want to thank you who have not been selfish, thinking about others, want them to be blessed, want them to get a miracle, want them to get healed. I want them to just get the blessing, you might say. So thank you for seeing about the prayer line and bringing others to the prayer line. God bless you. We do want to thank God for all of our ambassadors, all of our ambassadors elect, to all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. We also salute, we salute the first lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, Mother Ellie Johnson, who is our mother to the nation. She's 94 years old, and thank God for her. She's over our prayer warriors, and thank God for her. Thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer, and who's such a blessing to this prayer line and a blessing to me. And also, thank God for, I would say, my greatest encourager, besides Lady Betty Johnson and the members of Amazing Grace, is Ambassador Stern. God bless her. She's got a gift of encouraging people. We need to recognize that. And for all of you, thank God for Pastor Strada, Pastor Williams, and Elder Davis, Elder Coates, and to all of our persons who are with us, Dr. Mary Lacey, amen, over outreach, she's brought many people to this line. We recognize her. And all of you on the front line, I can't forget Master-elect Gina Hodges, amen. Then our Arkansas ambassador, amen, ambassador-elect, and Prophetess Gail Stith, amen. All of you on the front line, we appreciate you. May I, all of our brothers who who basically never get recognized in the protocol many times when we have done the protocol. Thank God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank God for all of our mothers. I don't hear them getting recognized in the churches. And many times these mothers are the ones who have made the churches. Amen. You don't see a bunch of men in churches. You see women everywhere who have stood the test, who have gone through, who have been there when the men haven't been there, who have been there through the thick and thin. I do want to thank God for them and recognize them. May I do one of the things I'm doing now, God laid it on my heart, I believe last night. I started at Amazing Grace, what we call We Salute. And every Sunday I'm saluting at least 5, 6, 7 people, something like that, and just mentioning the things that they do. And may I say that that perhaps is my We Salute, one of my We Salutes today. We salute the mothers on this prayer line. Amen. Who have stood through the test. Amen. I didn't start this prayer line with men. I started it with women. Amen. 2, 3 women. And now we thank God through the Holy Ghost blessing us. We're up to about 90-something million who are attached to the prayer line listening. And we praise God for you, all of you. We don't say that arrogantly, but, you know, God said, make known his deeds. I'm just obeying the Bible. Amen. Make known his deeds among the people. So we salute our mothers this morning. God bless you. Well, let me back up. First of all, we salute God. And we appreciate him and everything he's done. My. And may I say that we salute Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. Who has always stood behind the scenes, but yet she's the mover and the shaker. We salute her. Amen. And I salute Mother Adley Johnson, who has always, always been my mother. Amen. Ever since I was born, she's been my mother. We salute her. Amen. Such a prayer warrior, great lady. Thank God for all of you on the line. We'll be doing our, if the Lord says the same, our We Salute Now every day. Remind me of that. Amen. We salute. It comes from Amazing Grace. God gave it to me. I took it to Amazing Grace. Hopefully some of y'all want to join and grab it. It works. It really does. We are saluting people every Sunday at Amazing Grace. And if you'd like to get that all across the country, amen, but don't take it and say I did it. I mean, meaning yourself. No, just say we're happy to have it, and we got it from Amazing Grace, our international ambassador. Amen. We do salute people from everywhere. God bless you. Let's move, and good morning to all of you. Amen. Let's take time to salute the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Amen. Everybody good salute morning, the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Praise check. Let's give him all. Give him praise everywhere from all situations. If he's been good to you, it's time to praise him. Thank God. Praise check. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Conquered death, conquered hell and the grave. And now you have all power in your hand.
Oh, wow.
That's why miracles happen on this line, because of you, Jesus.
Yes.
That's why people are healed. That's why people are raised. That's why people get unusual miracles, because of you. And we salute you and give you all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Tell people all over the world, I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing. I just have you, and because of you, you bless in such a great way.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We love you, Lord. We praise you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you. All the many events and programs that you blessed us to do that were so sensational. But you
thank
really
you.
Did it, and we give you the glory. Thank
we
you, Lord.
Magnify your name. Thank you. Mm.
And do magnify you. Thank God. We ask you bless the line today. Bless people with miracles. Don't let them leave the same way they came. Somebody who has an emergency, I pray now that you solve the emergency and that you give them grace and mercy even as they experience things. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, I ask you properly for the glory of God and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Good morning to all of y'all again, and it's just wonderful to be here. I want to ask you, if you would, get your praise on. Amen. Get your praise on. Mother Johnson, I'm going to go to you first. Amen. To get your praise on, give your praise support. And, amen, don't you do me like the Holy Ghost tried to do me the other night. I was in the store, and the Holy Ghost started moving on me. What was that? I think it was in the store. Yeah. And the Holy Ghost started, no, it was at the hospital, that's what it was. I prayed for somebody in the hospital, and the Holy Ghost fell on me. And I said, Lord, please, please, these folks think I'm intelligent. You might about to make me act up in this room, shouting all over the room. And then he went to work. I started praising God so loudly that the nurse came in the room. I couldn't help it. But that's all right. She came in the room, and she understood. She must have been a Christian. God bless. All right, Mother, let me have your praise report this morning, please.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. I'd like to give honor to my leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the God's people this morning. I'm just so happy and glad to be awake on time. I have been awake for a few little while, and I thank God. I just thank God because he's taking good care of me. I thank him because he gave me a wonderful night of rest and woke me up on time where I could relax myself and get up and know that I'm still alive and moving, and I thank God. The Lord's been so good to me, and I just look back and over my life and think about how the Lord brought me through this, that, and the other, and how I just thank him and praise him and magnify him. Been through so much and so many things that happened to me, but I'm still saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know it's no one but the Lord is bringing me through and standing by me, looking after me, watching over me and protecting me and keeping me from hurt, harm, and danger. I praise God this morning, and I praise God for each of you that has thought about Mother Johnson and prayed a prayer for me. And I thank you. God bless you. I love every one of you from the least to the greatest and the greatest to the least. And pray for Mother Johnson. Keep me in your prayers that God may get the glory out of my life. And I'm praying for each of you. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Mother, you want to get the praise reports this morning?
Yes, I'll get the praise reports. I just thank God. I'm sure each of you have something to thank him for and be glad for him. Anyone have a praise report this morning? His time is open right now for you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Mother Digby from area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for how he came into my life and he saved me and how he keeps me with a mind to hold it, follow him. I want to say I thank the Lord for Ambassador Johnson and for this prayer line. I want to say this prayer line is such a blessing to me. I want to let the saints know that when I call in and ask for prayer, how God answers prayer. I thank the Lord for how he blessed the McFaddens. I had called in for them because they were going through quite a few things. But God bless the daughter, the daughter that they raised does not have to have the operation that she might have had to have. And Elder McFadden is home out of the hospital. And so many things that I put on the prayer line, God has just blessed. And I just thank the Lord for that. I don't want to just get the Lord's blessing and not let you know how God has blessed. But God bless my daughter. He healed her. She had an aneurysm in January, and God blessed her. I just thank him for all of his goodness. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. I just thank and praise God for a good night's sleep, and I just feel good from my head to my toes. I tell you, I just feel good. I don't even have an ache or pain. I thank God for that. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, I just thank him for his goodness. When I went on prayer line this morning, it looked like it was a lot of static. I couldn't get through. So I just laid there for a while, and pretty soon I pushed the button on my telephone and it came back on. And I just thank and praise God, because this has been a wonderful, wonderful prayer line in my life. I got to know you, I think, through Pastor Pierre, but it's been an ongoing experience in my life, and I just want to say I love each and every one of you. I haven't saw anyone but Mother Lacey. I met her, but I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. One of these days, I'm going to be able to come to the convention, so y'all just keep me in your prayer.
Bless you. Is there another praise report?
Let me just jump in here, Mother. Whenever y'all talk about not a pain or anything like that, I want you to do like Mother Johnson here from Indianapolis. She said, thank God always for Jesus. And thanks be to the Lord Jesus that I don't have a pain. Because, you see, the devil is listening. We sometimes even have warlocks and witches trying to listen to what God is doing on this line. And hide yourself under the blood of Jesus, that you don't have a pain because of Jesus Christ. Let him fight your battle. Put the battle on him, because he'll win it every time. But when you just talk about how you're pain-free and things like that, and don't put the Lord, and Mother Johnson did it right. But when you don't put the Lord in there and say, thanks be unto God, I don't have a pain, then the enemy will try to bring the battle to you individually. I just had to get that while I had it, Mother. Go ahead with the praise reports, all right?
God bless. Anyone else have a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Mother Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I want to first give honor to God, all the saints and the pastor on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord because God has been so good to me. It's been so many things going on with me, but I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
I got a knot on my eye, on my left eye, and I had been praying about it. And one day, man, my sister was just sitting here talking, and she said, Lucille, she said, that knot that was on your eye, because everybody was telling me it was going to get bigger and bigger. She said, Lucille, that knot on your eye is going down. So I got up and I went in there and I looked, and I went in the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and the knot is going down. And I just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. It's a house across the street, Mother Johnson. And I told the Lord this morning, I'm claiming that house across the street. It's a nice house. The people over there working on it, it was a lady and a bunch of kids living over there. But I thank the Lord. I'm claiming that house in the name of Jesus. I've been going over there looking at it every day while they're working on it. And I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for this prayer line in the name of Jesus. I'm asking the saints to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Brother Johnson, can we stop and pray for her right now?
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for her.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear me all. Before you, with thanksgiving, we thanking you in advance. We praise and you magnify your name, knowing that you will and knowing that you can do it. Now, Lord, you know, you see Sister Lucille, you know her needs, and stand by, Lord. You said you supply her every need. And, oh, God, she's in need for a home to live in with her children. And we pray you let it come through. Open the door for her, Lord, and let her walk in that home, the home you have prepared for her. Lord, we ask you to do it for her, looking to thee by faith, believing in your word, because you told us anything that we ask in your name, that you would do it. And, Lord, we ask in you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to open the door for her, Lord, and let her walk in it. If it's your will, we pray. We ask you to bind every evil spirit that come her way. Rebuke the enemy and cast him out in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, bind you, and you get out the way. Oh, God, the door, let the door open up. Swing it before in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In advance, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you, baby. Are there another prayer, praise report?
God.
Are there another praise report?
Praise the Lord. Yeah, this is just okay. Go ahead.
Bless you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. This is Cassie from Erico 612. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, everyone on the prayer line, Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson. I thank and praise God for all the saints on the line today. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy, his kindness, his forgiveness. And I thank God especially for his salvation that I'm able to partake of. And I thank God for how he has kept me down through the years and my family and the saints of God or the Most High God. I thank and praise him. I thank and praise him for this shelter at 6 a.m. every morning that is available to those that may want to have a change in their lives, in their health, in everything that they do every day. I thank and praise God that they can come and know Jesus with the true saints of God that are here every day, every morning to pray for them and to bless them. And I thank and praise God for how he has kept me and how he has doing great things in my home, in my family, and in my life. And my prayers for the saints today to be blessed and pray for me. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
Two more.
Few more praise reports.
Good morning. This is Sister Gina from Overland Park, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank the Lord for how he let me rest last night. It seemed like before I went to bed, I was having one of those coughing attacks. But I thank the Lord for how he let me get a good night's rest and woke up this morning. I thank him for how on last week when